Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, November 19th. I'm Tom Ackerman.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis Aldermanic Committee held its final public hearing on how to spend the Rams settlement money.
Aldermanic Board President Megan Green is not budging on expediting the progress of spending the Rams money.
We've had over 16,000 people participate in the online portal with ideas. We've had countless others paper surveys, and we've had hundreds of people show up to these hearings.
Several groups that testified last night before the Aldermanic Committee of the Whole were pushing for early childhood education programs, but not everyone.
Really need to find a balance. While early childhood education is especially important into the world we live in today, our communities are important. And in this area, it has been neglected for far too long.
As to what's next, it's not clear. But what is clear, Megan Green has no intention of fast-tracking the Rams settlement money because as of now, it is still unknown what the money will be used for. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
I'm Sean Malone. In response to President Green's criticism, Greater St. Louis Inc. has released a letter calling out how Green came to the conclusion to set up a municipal endowment fund with the money. It points out how Green first began publicly discussing the fund on October 9th, the day after Greater St. Louis Inc. presented their proposal. They also push back on the notion their bill does not take into consideration the community's preferences, saying their polling and the city's poll show residents do not want to wait even longer for this money to be invested into the city than they already have been.
St. Louis must allocate its remaining ARPA funds by December to avoid losing them. While the city says $8 million needs allocation, the transparency portal shows $112 million unspent. Officials cite missing signatures for the delay, but say the funds are not at risk. Aldermanic President Megan Green says Controller Darlene Green will testify today on the issue.
One of the reasons we have asked the comptroller to come on Tuesday is so if she does have concerns about any of the processes being able to be done in a timely manner, we can hear directly from her on that.
Green says it's her belief the funds are deemed allocated once the Board of Aldermen pass a bill.
The stock of propane in the Midwest for winter heating is above average at the moment. Joseph DeCarolis with the U.S. Energy Information Administration says that's if the good weather cooperates.
But in the case of a severe and prolonged cold snap in the Midwest, and there's a need to pull inventories from the Gulf Coast, that will likely cause propane prices to rise.
DeCarolis says natural gas bills in the Midwest are expected to be up 11% over last year because this winter isn't expected to be as mild. The data is from a government report called the Winter Fuels Outlook.
A skilled nursing facility in Festus is on notice to lose government funding.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services issued a notice saying it is terminating provider agreements with Festus Manor Care Center this Saturday. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services tells KMOX, should the facility terminate, Festus Manor residents will be notified and Medicare and Medicaid payments for their stay will continue until December 23rd. Margie Moore, executive director of Voice, a St. Louis group that advocates long-term care residents and their relatives, says if relocation is necessary, residents have a right to choose where they go.
The social worker in the facility should be the point person for helping them to figure out how to move. That will be, you know, a main thing that the facility will be charged with. But if they're having problems or feel like they aren't getting the options that they'd like, they're absolutely free to reach out to a long-term care ombudsman. Here in this area, Voice provides that service.
In the termination notice, CMS says Festus Manor failed to attain substantial compliance with certain Medicare and Medicaid participation requirements. The 150-bed facility currently has a 1-star rating out of 5, according to Medicare.gov. And in March and July, in federal inspection reports, the facility failed to prevent residents from getting bed sores. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
KMOX is waiting to hear back from Festus Manor's administrator on what they plan to do next.
I'm just deeply honored that I'll get to do the work come January.
That's Clayton attorney Will Scharf talking about his new role in the Trump administration as White House staff secretary and assistant to the president.
I'm looking to build a great team of people who can get the job done and make sure the president's well equipped to go out and do the things he has to do in terms of information, in terms of message flow. In terms of getting the right people and the right documents in front of them at the right time.
Scharf worked for Trump's legal team, including the presidential immunity case. He recently lost a bid to challenge Andrew Bailey for Missouri Attorney General.
Some St. Louisans are dealing with an E. coli outbreak linked to a catered event. Meanwhile, check your refrigerator for recalled carrots. Here's KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer with the latest.
About 40 cases so far in 18 states, including one in Missouri, of people becoming sick after eating organic whole carrots believed to be linked to an E. coli outbreak. One person has died. CBS News correspondent Nancy Chen.
The organic carrots grown by Grimway Farms are no longer on grocery store shelves, but the CDC says they may be in people's homes. The California-based producer supplies carrots to major brands like Trader Joe's, Wegmans, Target's Good & Gather brand, Nature's Promise, Marketside from Walmart, and 365, which is sold at Whole Foods. While you can't buy them anymore, they could still be in your fridge.
If you have the carrots, throw them away or return them to the store for a refund. You should also clean and sanitize any surfaces with which the recalled product came into contact. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, they are upping their investment in newspapers. The Hoffman family of companies, which is overhauling the Augusta wine region, has acquired another 1% stake in Lee Enterprises, the parent company of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. That gives Hoffman about 6.7% of outstanding shares, according to the Business Journal. The company also now has a significant stake in Dallas News Corp, the parent company of the Dallas Morning News. Company chairman David Hoffman says he's focused on building a national presence in the newspaper industry. He notes that if Hoffman Media Group, Lee, and Dallas News combined, it would be the second largest newspaper group in the country. He's also said he'd be willing to buy the Post-Dispatch outright if it were ever to hit the market.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.